Now, if you're looking for a rental at the moment, we are down to a vacancy rate of just 0.6%. That is quite low. In fact, it's extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder how many people are surfing couches and living with parents or living with friends in order to be able to get accommodated. Ashley Goodchild is a property management expert at SoCo Realty, and they're based in South Perth. And we want to talk particularly about pets. Ashley, good afternoon.
Hi, Milty. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. It's pretty tough, isn't it, to try and find a rental at the moment, no matter whether you have a dog, cat or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. And it's definitely making it harder, I think, for those with the pets, because as a property manager, we're presenting multiple applications to landlords. And when you've got a pet, unfortunately, that can sometimes bring you down further on the list.
Now, you can ask for a bigger bond for someone who has an animal. I know that for a fact. Is there different laws in other parts of the country for pets and rentals than there is in WA?
Yeah, so over East, most or some states, you can't discriminate against pets, while in WA, the owner still gets the choice of whether to have a pet or not in the property. And a landlord is restricted to only collecting a $260 pet bond, and that is for no matter how many animals you have. So it's just that one pet bond.
Right, okay. So do you think that needs to be looked at?
Yeah, the legislation is getting a bit of an overhaul at the moment, and I do think that we're going to find that this is going to become a little bit more in line with eastern states' laws. So I think we will see a change when it comes to accepting pets and properties.
Right. Now, a lot of pets are really good company for a lot of people, and that means they're better tenants because they're far more reserved and they like to get out and about with their animals. What's the best way to sell your pooch or your cat or your bird to a prospective landlord?
As silly as this may sound, a cover letter with a couple of cute photos goes an absolute long way. And we get applications every day from people with pets. And so if we've got a cover letter with a little bit about that dog or cat, and I know it sounds really strange, but people actually write a nice description. My dog is 8 years old. His name's Felix and he loves to sleep all day. And on the weekends, we take him down to the beach and we do this and we do that. And also making a comment on the property being suitable for the pet as well goes to show the landlord that the applicant has put some effort into the pet and the type of property they want, and that they think that the property is going to be well suited for them with a pet. And sometimes offering a longer lease can also help as well. But they're the two main things that I'd be focusing on if you've got a pet and if you're finding it a little bit harder to find a rental property at the moment.
Right. Well, what about a video? Is that taking it too far?
No, a video would be good. However, photos are a little bit easier because the property manager can then simply email them across to the owner and the owner can sort of help approve and make a decision based on the pet. So video, you could, but photos definitely work.
Could I ask for more rent if there's a pet?
If you've got a... I sort of see it with asking for more rent is that it's a tenant's decision, and if a tenant is applying for a property and would like to offer a little bit more rent to secure a property because they've got a pet, then that would be on the tenant's part to actually put that offer through.
Right. How desperate are some people for a place to live?
At the moment, there is a lot of multiple applications and we hear a lot about a crisis, but I still am not finding that tenants are willing to overpay for a rental property. So people are applying for multiple properties. I met someone the other day, they had applied for 46 rentals.
Goodness.
And it's getting pretty, pretty tough for people out there, but it's a numbers game and it's about making your application stand out. And sometimes something just as simple as that cover letter, whether you've got pets or no pets, does go a long way and does help that application stand out.
Right, for them to get used to you and them obviously to your pooch as well, or cat or fish or whatever you might have. If I brought a pet fish in, would I have to tell you that?
You technically should tell us if you've got a pet fish. It comes down to whether your fish is in a little fish bowl or is it in a big aquarium. So it's always best to disclose everything to your property manager on an application form.
Actually likes a bath, to be quite honest. But anyway.
There you go.
Ashley, good advice. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Ashley. Good child there.